are listening to WGXC Acra, Hudson, Catskill, 90.7 FM.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show, and we've got a busy show for you today. We will hear from the Camp Hill Media Group about their favorite sounds, and we'll also hear about local biking throughout the Hudson Valley and in Catskill. Plus, Philip Grant has the local news. Public News Service has national headlines, and the Catskill Makers have the local better weather. All coming up after the local news, which is next on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
This is the news. This is the network, network.
On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network, network.
This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network.
And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network, network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network, network.
This is the news.
This
is the network.
This
is the news.
This
is the network.
Wave Farms Public Art Park begins opening Saturdays on June 3rd for drop-in visits anytime between noon and 6 p.m. The art park is on Wave Farms' 29-acre campus in Acre, featuring 13 installations. The study center, including a research library, the WGXC 90.7 FM Acre broadcast studio, and accommodations for Wave Farms' International Artist Residency Program. Visitors to Wave Farms Art Park receive a guided tour of the campus. Admission is free, and tours typically last between 60 and 90 minutes. The art park is available to see on other days through October through reservations at wavefarm.org. WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first-run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The Hudson Valley Picture Show traveling series brings cinema to locations around the region. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the Community Theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bell and Abigail of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe with the WGXC Daily News for Friday, September 22nd. Go to the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. Michael Frank reports in the Times Union about how some places in the Hudson Valley are becoming more bike-friendly. In 2019, for instance, the state connected the Empire State Trail, 750-mile cycling and walking trail, to the walkway over the Hudson through the town of Lloyd and into New Paltz. New Paltz Town Supervisor Neil Bettett said, quote, "No question, it's been a huge boost. Everyone in the village's home value went up," unquote. Todd Littman, Executive Director of the Victoria Transport Policy Institute in British Columbia, cites a 2023 National Association of Realtors survey that shows 42% saying they'd pay more for a home in a bike-friendly neighborhood. Kingston now has a major plan to improve its bikeways, and Poughkeepsie's new North Side Line connects the walkway to Marist College and the Hudson Heritage Shopping Development. And New Paltz is adding a route through town that separates walkers and cyclists from cars. The Dutchess County Transportation Council studies have recommended adding bike lanes on parts of Route 9 near Rhinebeck. In Kingston, a pedestrian and bicycle master plan was unveiled in July, but uncovered some of the city's problems, saying one designated bike route, quote, has no markings. Bicyclists have to share a tight roadway with the high-speed traffic coming from approaching the throughway, unquote. Emily Flynn, Kingston's director of health and wellness, said, quote, the more we do these projects, the more people will use them. 10 years ago, there was pushback, but I'm not hearing that now, unquote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Andrea Macko reports for Porcupine Soup that construction in Greene County of the Champlain-Hudson Power Express transmission line will begin next year. The line will deliver 1,250 megawatts of electricity from a hydroelectric plant in Quebec to New York City, mostly in the Hudson River. Locally, it comes on land in Greene County following the CSX railroad tracks in New Baltimore, Coxsackie, Athens, and Catskill. In Coxsackie, it briefly runs along the right-of-way on County Route 61. In Catskill, about three-quarters of a mile west of the Rip Van Winkle Bridge, it runs under State Route 23 along Allen Street and down Route 9W, crossing under the Catskill Creek. Raymond Ward, director of Greene County Real Property Tax Services, told county legislators this week that, quote, it's subterrestrial until we hit Cementen, and then it goes back into the river, unquote. Construction begins next year and will take 2 years to complete. County Administrator Sean Groden said, quote, there is no stopping this. There is no litigation. This is coming through. It is all approved, unquote. Read more about the story in Porcupine Soup. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that incumbent Democratic Ulster County legislator Joseph Maloney from Saugerties is running unopposed for a third term in District 2. Quote, we need to stop the corruption, unquote, Maloney said about his candidacy. He wants to, quote, open investigations and inquiries into the millions we have so inefficiently given away or wasted or turned a blind eye to, unquote, and wants to reduce the county's fleet of vehicles taken home and investigate, quote, time theft and unnecessary, unquote, overtime. And the Democrat wants the county to become more vocal about the dangers to our county posed by the migrant crisis, unquote. Maloney switched to Democratic Party 7 months after being elected to his first term, which then shifted the balance of power in the legislature to the Democrats. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman, and read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, September 22nd. Local early morning temperatures range from 44 degrees in Durham to 50 in Kingston. Regional average soil temperature is 64 degrees. A recap on the foliage. Kingston, the Greene County Mountains, and spots around Albany are starting to change. Today will be starting out chilly, but the moving air should keep fog from forming and becoming an issue. Afternoon looks to be comfortable with a high of 72 at 3 p.m. Overnight, we dip to 52 degrees. Then Saturday is looking cloudy and rainy. About half an inch of rain is expected by dark. We see a high of only 61 degrees at 1 p.m. Overnight, rain continues as temperatures fall to 55 degrees. Sunday, the rain continues with another half inch of rain expected to fall. We get a high temperature of 62. Monday, some rain may linger as we get a high temperature of 66 degrees. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 2:59 a.m., high tide at 8:22 a.m., low tide at 2:26 p.m., and high tide once again at 8:49 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 68 degrees and the tide strength will be low. Sunset today will be at 6:41 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:38 a.m. Looking way up, we see a couple head duking are expected over the weekend, so auroras may be possible, especially with the weakening of the magnetic field that happens at each equinox. X-class flare chances are up to 10%. Plasma winds will be slow at 396 kilometers per second with a thin density of 4 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then ooh, looks like fair below 60 megahertz with good conditions below 4 megahertz overnight. The current sunspot number is 159, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
This is deprogramming from the Universal Media Network.
WGXC listeners, my name is Matthew Whitney Harrington. I have a big question for Plash Meeting. What is your all-time favorite sound?
That. Well, that's one of my favorite sounds. Hi, Matt. This is Michael. Good morning. I love, we hit the bells and ring the bells when anything positive comes out in terms of discovering something new about ourselves. So I would say this is my favorite sound. We also have Kelly and Rachel in the studio here in Hudson. So what's your favorite sounds? Was that the question, right? Or favorite sound? Yeah, Kelly.
My favorite sound is the birds chirping outside.
Oh, that, you know, it's so funny. And there's this program called Bequency that is focuses on birds within the Hudson Valley region, right? By Mayuko, who I just met last week at the meeting for the pledge drive. So I'm going to have you and I listen to Mayuko's Bequency program, Kelly. So, and now, and that's every fourth Saturday of the month at 11 a.m. is Mayuko's Bequency program. Thank you, Tom. And Rachel, Matthew asked, what is our favorite sound or sounds?
I would say my favorite sound is listening and watching the waterfalls.
Any specific one, like High Falls or...
I would say, like, any kind of waterfall that comes down and splashes with the fishes.
Oh, and for the listeners, you didn't get to see Rachel's movement. She moved like she was waterfall. She
lifted
her arms in the air and whoosh.
And I liked when it whoosh down, and I kind of like I like the format, and I like the when it cools you down. It take all the wonderful breeze.
That is a beautiful image.
And that's how I think of it, because if I go to a really nice place that has a nice waterfall, I can enjoy the sound of it and also the sunset.
That's lovely. Now, Rachel, you have a question that you want to ask us, right? So go ahead and speak that. Read that out for us, yeah?
What sound that makes you scared?
Ooh, what sound makes us scared? I was going to say...
Foot crackers.
I don't know if that makes me scared or a little bit peeved.
Boom!
Gosh, there's a lot. I don't know. Something will come to me. Kelly or Matt, sound that scares you, right?
I would say out of nature, the thunder and the lightning.
Oh, come on.
Thunder and the lightning, especially if it's like right around the corner, right?
Thunderstorm, the best weather I ever loved.
Say, I don't have a thunderstorm sound.
You know what? Maybe he should live in Kansas with Toto.
Okay, you heard it here. Recommendation on being scared by Rachel.
Bring you to Kansas.
The sound that makes me scared is hearing a tire. Sorry, hearing the sound. May I speak?
Of course.
May I speak and you just listen or pretend to listen? The sound that I absolutely dread and horrify over is screeching tires. Because I just fear the worst, you know. So, but now Kelly has a question that you are going to read for us, and we'll listen and respond.
Michael, I know I answered my question. Could I answer this myself?
Oh, I'm sorry. We forgot to have the person that asks it also answer. So, Rachel, what sound scares you?
Heights.
This is a great opportunity. Give us an example of a sound of being afraid of heights.
Because sometimes...
But act it out, though. Because this is, I think this is actually a good place to be. So you see, you're high up in a building. How do you feel?
No, I said when I'm on a plane.
On a plane? Okay.
Oh, come on, Bradshaw.
Let her speak.
Will you let me speak?
Let her speak. Okay, go ahead.
I said when I'm on the plane,
yes,
I feel fine.
Right.
But sometimes when there's different weather that's happening up in the sky or anything that deals with turbulence, I freak out.
And what is it? But now it's the sound. So what, cause that's, what's the sound that makes you scared about
shaking.
Weather? And, so, and can you make a sound with that?
You like shake, yeah. shake.
Yeah, but a plane doesn't do woo, Matt. Sorry to say. But give us a sound, Rachel, without words. Without
shake,
words.
Shake,
okay,
shake.
Kelly, help me.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Okay, yay. See, look at that. Isn't that wonderful, you know, the power of sound over the radio.
And then they keep on doing it, and then it turned into a roller coaster, and I'm freaking out like I'm about to go cuckoo.
Okay, Matt, that was a little too much English on there. Okay, I would say I definitely have had those mini moments of when the plane kind of like just suddenly shakes out of nowhere, and you're like, whoa.
And
right?
Then I get scared, so, and then I feel like I'm jumping like a roller coaster up in here.
Okay, but hey, this was a great story to tell.
Me.
This was so that's a sound that scares you and an experience. So that,
and that's
why, a great.
And this
image.
Is the reason why I don't want to go in roller coaster because I'm way up high, freaking out, and I was like, bring me back to land.
I shouldn't laugh.
Excuse me, Rachel.
I shouldn't laugh.
I'm
not laughing at your experience, Rachel. I'm laughing because I just love how much. Animation we give to our listeners right now. But it's also that we kind of need to go to the next question. Kelly has a question, and we will listen. Go ahead, Kelly. Read that question. Just wait, Matt.
You've got me, my sounds.
We did cover your sounds.
No, we didn't ask me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You made all the sounds.
You made all the sounds.
No.
Yes.
No, you asked her sound.
We've been having such a joy that I honestly don't know. Did you say what scares you?
I beep, can't. Beep, beep.
That scares
beep,
you.
Beep, beep. It scares me.
That scares you. I think we all know what that means.
Yes. Cuckoo.
Beep, beep. That means camera. Make smoke alarm. Goes off every single time they do.
Okay.
Open the oven, beep, beep, and close it, beep, beep.
You know
Rachel
what?
Said, this is ridiculous. This is our very
and what Tamara said.
Beep, beep.
And Tamara said, if I...
Jerry, that smoke alarm went off again.
I'll just say,
Kelly.
Okay.
See, I love this. Okay, and now we're the orchestra, and now bum, 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 bum. Stop, Kelly.
I have another vivid sound.
We're done with this movement. We've done the fortata or whatever it is. Kelly.
Fortata.
Kelly.
Fortata.
Kelly, take us out of this cyclone of sound.
What sound makes you happy?
Oh, thank you.
The sound of people. Kelly, my answer is the sound of people being real. And I think right now we're having that moment, yeah. That's probably why I'm in Camp Hill so long, because I need people that are real, especially from the heart. So that's my answer. So let's ask, Tom's in the studio too. Let's ask at least Rachel and Matt, what sound makes you happy?
Meow. Meow.
Aww. That's beautiful.
I like it because I always hear meow. Meow. Oh, it's moving. Okay, I rub your tummy.
Kabooya! Kabooya! Kabooya!
That's...
Thunderstorm is the best sound I ever loved. Made me so happy. Couldn't... Kapuya!
Happy thunderstorms, everybody.
I love
We've had plenty of that over the summer, right?
Let me say something.
You are
he
saying something.
He loves my foot.
So am I.
Thunderstorm is the best sound I ever love for two reasons.
Okay.
Hot summer's day, cool down, here, nice rain with thunderstorm lightning. Kapuya! Kapuya! It sounds like a fireworks. Beautiful covers, power goes out. It feels like we are outside celebrating. Oh. Happy 4th of July.
Okay. Yeah, well, I think that's right around the time when the summer storm, the
Baloney.
Storms of the summer, the rain of the summer.
Kabooya!
Okay, well, I think we all answered that. Now, oh, wait, I see Matthew has one more question, or right?
Yeah, cooker question.
Go ahead.
What radio station plays your favorite sounds?
What radio station plays your favorite sounds? I think it's obvious. It's obvious. Let's say it together. 90.7 WGXC. Yeah, let's get our sound. Happy sound. Yeah.
Togetherness. Oh, togetherness.
With WGXC.
Oh, my fucking togetherness.
Please donate to the pledge drive so you can continue to hear us have playful bickers and other fun sounds, including those silent yawns.
Thank you,
right, Kelly?
9.7 WGXC.
Oh, hey, how
Matthew?
About this? How about
Matthew?
One more? I have one more spontaneous. What sounds sound like noise pollution to you, Kelly? You know what
know.
I mean. Make that sound. What's a sound of noise pollution? The ice cream man is coming. That's noise pollution for you. There you go.
Thank
but
you
we're
for
pro
listening.
Noise pollution.
WGXE,
9.7.
My name is Matthew Whitney Harrington.
Thank you, Matthew.
Michael Patrick Hoy.
Thank you.
Rachel Ann Morgan Sherman. Carrie Ann McConney.
And.
Stop it.
Stop it. Stop it. Your love is killing us.
Time you will find. Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
For we are not a nation that says, don't ask, don't tell. We are a nation that says, out of many, we are one. We are a nation that welcomes the service of every patriot.
Former President Barack Obama ended the unpopular compromise that had allowed gay people to silently serve in the military. Now the Pentagon is reaching out to the 33,000 vets who may have been denied honorable discharges under Don't Ask, Don't Tell. For the second time this week, a handful of House conservatives are blocking the normally bipartisan vote to advance defense funding. That makes an end-of-the-month government shutdown more likely, which is a problem for Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
This is a whole new concept of individuals that just want to burn the whole place down. It doesn't work.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with lawmakers yesterday. Chairman of House Foreign Affairs Michael McCaul of Texas says Congress will provide more military aid to Ukraine, despite pushback from other Republicans and what he describes as slack work by the White House.
We need a plan for victory from this administration. We need accountability, and we need the weapons in yesterday.
The administration is asking for an additional $24 billion. Rupert Murdoch, the man behind the troubled Fox News network, says he's stepping down, turning his media empire over to his eldest son. Fox is credited with boosting former President Donald Trump, but has since been sued over election disinformation. Hollywood studios and striking screenwriters are reportedly near an agreement. That could end the five-month work stoppage, which has helped halt most film and television productions, although a related actor strike remains unresolved. The strike by auto workers is growing. So far, only select locals in Michigan, Missouri, and Ohio have walked off the job, but UAW President Sean Fain says more will stop work at noon today if the big three automakers don't make a substantially better offer.
We're going to keep hitting the company where we need to, when we need to. And we're not going to keep waiting around forever while they drag this out.
Trump says he plans to skip the second GOP debate to meet with auto workers, but Fain says they're fighting an economy that enriches people like Trump at the expense of workers. The White House is announcing the first ever federal office of gun violence prevention. Democratic Representative Maxwell Frost of Florida says it will help lawmakers craft bills to save lives.
Because gun violence is a daily event in this country, we have to work on this issue every single day and establish it as a federal daily priority.
This fulfills a key demand gun safety activists are making to President Joe Biden ahead of next year's election. And census data shows the number of Americans going hungry has nearly doubled since 2021. Advocates blame Congress's failure to renew pandemic-era food policies, while inflation is only now falling from its 40-year high. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Arizona has a type of voter registration form which allows citizens to register only for presidential elections, often used by Native Americans. Governor Doug Ducey signed House Bill 2492 last year, adding more proof of citizenship requirements when using this federal form. Last week, a federal judge threw out many of those new requirements. U.S. District Court Judge Susan Bolton ruled the law violated provisions in the National Voter Registration Act and part of the Civil Rights Act. Arizona's Native Americans, some of whom don't have street addresses, specific cities of birth, or birth certificates, could have been disenfranchised. Another provision of the law authorized the purging and possible prosecution of existing registered voters who don't meet their new requirements. In her ruling, Judge Bolton expanded proof of citizenship to include any tribal identification card or document, whether or not it included a fixed address or photo. She also protected voters who can't give a place of birth from being disqualified and limited voter purges of previously registered voters. Sadly, Arizona is not the only state suppressing Native voting. Restrictions on registration, drop boxes, mail-in voting, and fair voting districts all continue to hamper Native voters in North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Nevada, and some other states. We have links to the ruling and an article on tactics states use to suppress Native voters at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Right now in the WGXC ACRA studio, we have Lee and Ian Hershenroeder. Did I say that right?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I got close. The folks behind the Catskill Bicycle Supply Company in Catskill, and also you've been leading bicycle tours throughout. I guess they all emanate from Catskill.
Yeah, that's right. So thanks for having us, Tom. Yeah, so we're a new bike shop in Catskill, right on Main Street in the village. And yeah, we just opened in May, and we're doing a bunch of rides, not necessarily tours, although that might come in the future, but we're doing rides and events that leave from the shop and elsewhere, kind of all over Greene County.
So why did you think Catskill needed a bike shop?
Well, there was a bike shop in Catskill prior to ours, actually the same exact storefront and location. A few years back, a friend of ours ran it and, closed up for a couple whatever reasons. And, we're from Greene County. We grew up here. We lived in Round Top for all of our young lives and mountain biked and cycled around the whole county. And, when it came time for us to say, okay, cool, it's our turn, Catskill just seems like the best spot. I mean, it's the center of the county, highest population, even people from all around the area have to go to Catskill for something at some point. So it just made sense.
You have to get your driver's license, right?
yeah, for sure.
That's right.
Yeah.
We were talking before how Catskill is the most difficult local town for radio signals to penetrate because of the hills and all. So, but that also makes it a little difficult to bike around, right?
True. Yeah, it's true. you have to go uphill no matter how you're leaving the village, right? If you're going over the river or you're going to wherever you're going uphill. So leading rides has proved a little difficult for novice riders, but that's part of our goal as a shop. So we're into everything bikes. So we sell bikes, but we're also big on service, repairs, just getting into rentals now. And really trying to bring in and build community and get in those novice riders, that maybe feel intimidated at other shops and, kind of trying to, pull the curtain down and like, make it accessible for everybody. So that is a challenge. The hills are a challenge around us. We try to plan routes for people when we do our Thursday night rides. So after work at 6 p.m. on Thursdays, we lead a road ride that's all inclusive for all abilities. And we try to minimize the hills as best we can. But it is a challenge. And some of the routes get recycled because there's only so many ways you can go without climbing a monster.
And then you do other rides for folks who are more experienced bike riders?
Yeah. So we have, we do a longer, like on a weekend, we've done a few of these like day trip rides that are 40, 50 miles that are still a casual pace. We're not trying to hurt anybody and go too hard. It's casual. We usually include some local attraction, typically a brewery at this point, but yeah, food or something like that along the way, a swimming hole in the summer. We have longer rides for those cyclists that are wanting that. And we do mountain bike rides too on Friday nights, right at Riedelbauer's in Round Top, allows us to ride there.
There's a Round Top mountain bike club or something, isn't that?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Is that, are you doing it with them or?
No.
They do rides other times.
Yeah, sort of. The Round Top Mountain Bike Association is a group of guys that work closely with the resorts in Round Top and interlink trails between all the different properties. So it's a really unique trail system because it's all on private land.
Usually the government is setting up these trails for bikes, and this is all done with cooperation from neighbors.
Yeah, totally. And that's been going on for probably the better part of 10 years, but even unofficially way before that. So there's a core group of guys that ride there just on a social ride. And then our ride on Fridays meets at Riedelbauer's, basically one of the resorts that's at the hub of the trail system. And same deal, we just social ride, depending on who shows up is, dictates the pace or where we go. Cause with mountain biking, you, you can bite off more than you can chew
sometimes. For sure. Making it the last bit back is the difficult part sometimes, right? Right?
Yeah, it always helps when Nussie's Beer Garden's open, so that helps.
Yeah, we should shout out. I haven't been to Rito Bowers, the new the barn. What do they call it? The stage is new open.
Yeah, it's like probably quadrupled the size of their venue. It's pretty impressive. Mm-hmm.
What have you found since you opened the store in May? Have you been surprised what customers want or what they don't want, what's been the reaction?
Yeah, that's a good question. So going into Catskill, you know, we're Lee and I are big mountain bikers and have been growing up in Round Top. We moved into the Catskill location. We're like, okay, we're riding the Catskills here. We've got all these great trail systems nearby. We're also former professional mountain bike racers and trail builders, and we've been involved in the mountain bike scene for a very long time in this area and in the Northeast. So we figured that would be our bread and butter, so to speak, is mountain bikes and getting those people. And it is to some degree, but we kind of knew going into Main Street Catskill that there would be more of a community feel. And I think what's been surprising to us is, the amount of people that are interested in cycling in general, not just mountain biking, but using the bike paths that we have, like down in Ulster County, the Ashokan, there's a rail trail in Tannersville that connects Tannersville. The Hunter is in the works. There's the electric trail, which is, you know, basically there's rail trails that connect New York City to the border and over to Buffalo along the canal. And we can hook up to that right in Hudson. So there are people using these trails.
The Harlem Valley Rail Trail, is that what it is?
That's one of them too.
That's
yeah.
a different one.
That's a different one. We have so many. And I think that's been really surprising to us is how many people are interested in riding those trails and want to do that and are coming in and grabbing their gravel bikes or their gravel, you know, road bikes or a hybrid bike or some gray area between mountain and road.
They want to get around the village
with,
on the bike
the
and then also and go out.
Yeah, and the bike paths. Like that there's way more than mountain biking here. There's a huge array of riding in this area, and we're just kind of opening up to that. And also huge demand for e-bikes, which again, speaking to the hills around here, if people are looking to ditch their cars, man, riding a bicycle, if you're not really fit, can be really challenging in this area. So having that extra assist of an electric motor makes it much more doable to ditch your car and commute by bike or grab some groceries. Or whatever.
Yeah, if you're going up to get the groceries, you might need a little help sometimes. Getting down's...
No problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Yep, so... But we're still growing and we're open to suggestions too when people come in of what we can do to better serve our community, because that's what we're here for. We're not here to we don't just expect people to buy stuff from us just because we're there. We want to grow and have and fit the needs of the community and be of service. Like, how can we be of service to the community and have the right product? So.
And you mentioned rentals before. How is that going? Or is that just starting?
Yeah, that's literally just started in the past couple of weeks after a couple of hiccups here and there. But we rented our first bikes actually last weekend. So that felt good because that was part of our plan from the beginning. And it just took a little while to get going. We're hoping to expand our rental fleet for next year. Offer a bunch of different types of bikes at different price points, depending on what people's experience is or what they want their experience to be. So we'll have like hybrid gravel bikes. We'll have some electric hybrid bikes, hopefully a fleet of rental mountain bikes. What Ian said before, like we're not just expecting people to come shop at our store or use us. So if people are coming up to the area and are staying at a resort in Round Top or in Windham or someplace like around the county, We'll do pickup and delivery. You know, we'll do what we can to make that experience everything it should be.
Is it something tourists are asking for, or is it locals that want to rent bikes?
At this point, it seems like mostly tourists. At least the people who've come in and asked us, you know, because we've been advertising our rentals from the beginning. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you know, people coming in, you know, just for the weekend. We had a few people maybe about a month ago that were brought there. They were ashore in Catskill on their boat, and they were, you know, doing this big boat journey, and they were like, oh, we want to get around and see things. And, you know, we had to see.
It is the quickest way to get around and see the town or
totally.
The village.
And just to see, like, the hidden little things, the back roads, you know, that really make this place special.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing quite like a bike for doing that, right? It's like, yeah, you can get around and cover some ground, but you get rid of the windshield and get the wind in your hair and get to see some stuff, right? And it's like one of the best ways to see a new place.
Have you guys rode bikes all over the county over the years?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Most of the roads in the county at this
probably
point.
Probably most of the roads in the county.
What's the most dangerous?
Oh. Like, maybe the road or the amount of traffic?
I don't know if we're being on a bike. I would imagine coming down off the mountain down that windy road. What is it? 23A. Or, yeah.
Yeah. I would say fun. that's fun coming down. Yeah.
But there's a lot of traffic in the summer.
There's a lot of traffic. You know, sure. To be honest, that... I would say that's probably one of the more dangerous roads in the county to climb.
Is Platte Clove in our county, too?
I
think it
doesn't
is.
Get, yeah, maybe just.
Yeah.
But the traffic going up those windy roads and not a big shoulder can be problematic.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Is there a great place to, or maybe you don't want to tell the secret good place?
No secrets here.
No, totally. I mean, honestly... If you can just crisscross the county and stay on the back roads and off the main thoroughfares, like, you're doing it,
mm-hmm.
to be honest. Like, if you can stay off at 23 and 23A and 9W,
mm-hmm.
and you're zigzagging from, you know, Catskill to South Caro to Freehold to Acre to Round Top, you know, zipping down into Palinville and grabbing some coffee and then back to Catskill, like, mm-hmm. you're doing it right.
So. Yeah. And another thing is, just speaking again to our rides, for people interested in riding bikes with us, again, they're casual paced, but doing something. So we do a Thursday night ride every Thursday. The light's getting a little challenging.
Yeah,
now.
What time does it start?
It's 6 o'clock. So we just ride for an hour and 15 minutes. And we might push that time a little earlier in the next coming weeks, but... If you want to find some roads, nice 15, 20-mile routes that are close to Catskill, that's a great thing to come on that Thursday night ride. And the other one is our day trips. And we post all of our rides on Instagram and Facebook. And you can find us at Catskill Bicycle Supply Co. On both channels, on Facebook and Instagram, Catskill Bicycle Supply Co. And we're posting rides constantly. We have a ride board. Right now we have... Yeah, our Thursday night ride. We have a couple day trips planned that'll be on a weekend. So if you want to get to know some of those roads, coming on one of those routes is really good because we're picking all the gems. And yeah, we've got a couple fun rides coming up.
All right. Well, before you go, tell us real quick about your professional biking history.
Ah, sure. So I've worked in the industry now for 20 years or so, and as I was doing that, I was racing professionally mountain bikes, so cross-country racing, and then downhill and enduro racing at a professional level until about 3 years ago, and Lee as well, with some and much more like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of my stuff's been a little more local and grassroots, I guess. Just started, I think, actually, you know, working in and around bike shops a little bit at a young age, and then got involved more with the events, helping friends run mountain bike races and build trails,
building World Cup downhill trails.
Yeah. Then we were lucky enough and fortunate enough to be part of the when the World Cup mountain bike race was here in Windham about a decade ago. We were fortunate enough to be part of that, and you know, got to design trails and build trails for the world's best mountain bikers, which is, you know, in my mind is like, yeah, cool. It was just another day or another summer, but still sounds pretty cool.
That's pretty rad. That's pretty rad.
But yeah, so, and then worked in shops here and there, and so yeah, I feel like we're both have our own little individual niche, but like we're pretty well rounded as a team,
and passionate about bicycles and getting people on bicycles and supporting the riding community.
And so if any young people are out there, hanging around your bike store might be a good way to get started into it. It sounds like you guys both sort of did that years ago.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah, we've got a 16-year-old who works for us, you know, 10-ish hours a week. So he's getting a little education from us as well as school.
Yeah, and getting some legs under him too.
Yeah, he's getting pretty fast.
All right. Anything, other events that you want to mention before you go, or sales or specials or anything coming up?
Yeah, we're running a big sale right now on most of our in-stock bikes. It's just the time of the year to we're actually taking in new inventory because manufacturers want to get that out to you like ahead of the holiday season and ahead of next year. So we're taking in a lot of inventory right now. So a lot of our in-stock mountain bikes, pretty much all of them are on sale. And then we'll be holding maybe an event at Riedelbauer's in Round Top on October 7th, where people can come and check out some bikes and look at some of the bikes and maybe ride them if they're interested in purchasing and getting into the sport. So the sale-wise, that's what we got going on now. But Ian's got some rides and stuff going on.
Yeah, so again, checking out Instagram, Facebook, Catskill Bicycle Supply Co. You can see our ride board, but we just came up with a really, really silly ride that we're going to do next weekend, the 30th, and it's going to start in Tannersville, and we're going to do a group ride, group mountain bike ride. That's going to be about 30 miles or so, and I should say this is not for the faint of heart. It's an advanced ride, but we're going to put together a pretty wild ride through some primitive bicycle corridor, tying a bunch of trail together, climbing a bunch, riding some really silly stuff on mountain bikes next Saturday, the 30th. So look out for that. It should be a good time. And
do you need to sign up for these rides, or can you just show up?
For now, it's show up. Show up to the ride. Look at our ride board. And show up to it. Yeah, we'll have a meeting place and show up with your bike, and we'll have all the info for you, whether it's self-supported or what to bring or what to expect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do want to just reiterate that is a ride that is not for the faint of heart. So
really rugged.
Really rugged.
If you're just buying a bike or just starting, this is not the one for you.
That's not the one for you.
Thursday night, right?
We have our Thursday night ride. Yeah,
we have rides for
everybody. We try to cover our bases. So we have our Thursday night ride and our Friday ride for most folks, casual folks. This ride is for advanced riders, but yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. This has been Lee and Ian Herkenrodder. Herkenrodder? I'm saying it wrong.
That's great.
Herkenrodder, yeah. Herkenrodder,
What I do is I butcher names on this show. sorry about that. From the Catskill Bicycle Supply Company in Catskill, what's the address?
347 Main Street.
Well, you have inspired me. I want to go on one of the Thursday rides.
Please.
But I might have to bring my bike by for a little tune-up. I think it's a little beat up right now.
Yeah, we do that.
Yeah. All right. So you may see me soon if nobody else. Thank you so much for coming out today.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that at an online public hearing September 20th, local citizens were united against proposed rate increases from Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corp. Melanie Crouch of Hyde Park, who is disabled, said, and I quote, "If these gas rates happen, I have nowhere else to cut," end quote. Pat Pelicano had a different complaint, saying, and I quote, "My bills are delayed for months," end quote. Rosemary DeCrutz of Poughkeepsie said, and I quote, "We should not be rewarding a company that can't do the bare minimum of giving an accurate bill," end quote. Central Hudson wants a one-year 16% jump in delivery rate for electricity and 19% for gas. They say that would add $1 a day to the typical electric customer and $1 a day to natural gas customers. The Public Service Commission has promised in-person hearings on the rate hikes, but none have been scheduled at this time. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Deanna Garcia reports in New York State of Politics that Governor Kathy Hochul was crowing September 20th about the Biden administration's announcement that it was granting temporary protective status to expedite work permits for hundreds of thousands of Venezuelans who are already in the country. Hochul said it is, and I quote, "an important first step," end quote, for her request to get expedited work status for all migrants. And I quote, "We have all been working so hard to persuade the White House that these individuals who came to this country and are living in New York City shelters don't have to. They came here to work," end quote. Right now, migrants can't work in the U.S. for 180 days, but Hochul wants that number reduced to 30. Hochul said, and I quote, "We have to have more workers, and this is going to be a very, very positive development for our state's economy, for these individuals, and our desire to start not opening more shelters, but starting to shut down shelters," end quote. Read more about this story in New York State of Politics. Michael Mahan reports for News 10 that Hudson police officials launched a widespread search for missing resident Robert Coons on September 21st. Coons was first reported missing on July 13th and was last seen on July 9th at around 10:30 a.m. The search includes Hudson Police, the New York State Police, Columbia County Sheriff's Office, New York State Forest Rangers, Amtrak police personnel, canines, and aviation units. Anyone with information about Coons' whereabouts should call 518-828-9900. Read more about this story at the News 10 website. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow. And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, it will be mostly sunny with a temperature high near 71 degrees. On Friday night, mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 50 degrees. And on Saturday, a chance of showers mainly after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 63 degrees. And on Saturday night, a chance of showers, it will be cloudy with a temperature low of around 52 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC. 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, in Greene and Columbia Counties.
Now here's 2023 new music from Boy Genius from their album The Record. This is Not Strong Enough. Here is 2023 new music and